Good morning, everyone who's called in. Praise God. Welcome to Tell Them Ministries on the radio. This is your host, Apostle Gloria Hawkins, out of Richmond, Virginia. I give God the glory, honor, and praise for all those that have decided to join us this morning for our continued talk about fasting and praying. Amen. How many of you know that this is something God has called and ordained for each of his children to do? Amen. I give God glory, honor, and praise. We're going to be looking at Isaiah 58 along with several other scriptures. And before we begin, we will go to God in prayer. Father, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise this morning. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you this morning to learn of your will and your ways for our lives. God, we say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. You are the Most High God. You are a keeper. You are a healer and a deliverer. And we thank you that this word will not only be heard, but it will be applied. It will take root in the hearts of your people. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Again, welcome to Tell Them Ministries on the radio. For my callers who just called in, welcome, good morning. I know it is early, and Saturdays are usually the mornings everyone wants to sleep in. But how many of you know when God has a plan, he has a way to work it out for you so we can... You can lay in your bed, you can go about your household duties, even ride down the road and listen to the word of God. Amen. I thank you all for joining me this morning. As I said, we're going to continue with prayer and fasting and praying. Are you willing to do what it takes to get where you want to go and to receive what you have asked God for? Sometimes we go through life and we do the bare minimum. But how many of you know God is calling us to a new place, a new level? He's putting some things in front of us to help us to see you have to go a little bit further. You have to put more effort into it. It's not just gonna happen. He will do his part and we must do our part. Amen. We're going to look at, as I said, Isaiah 58. We're going to do a brief review. Our first broadcast, we talked about our prayer life and what we need to do. The word tells us, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, he would then hear from heaven and hear the land. We must turn from our wicked ways. And I know that's paraphrased. Forgive me. But we've got to do our part. We've got to turn from our wicked ways in order for God to hear from heaven, to hear our prayers. So many times we want to go to God with dirty hands, filthy hearts, and dirty minds. But we've got to turn from those things. We've got to turn from the sin that's in our lives in order for God to do, for him to manifest what we are asking for. And when we look at Isaiah 58, I know a lot of people know this scripture, and he just asks, is this the fast that I have called for you? We have watered down so much of God's word to appease our flesh, to appease our sin nature. We want to give different opinions about what God is saying, and no one is actually laying before God to have him expound the scripture, having the Holy Spirit to reveal unto us what God is saying. We oftentimes may read the Bible as if it was a novel, as if it was a short story. No, the word of God is true. The word of God has stood, it will continue to stand, and it has passed the test of time. So we know that what God says, God meant. and he has called us to fasting and praying. There's a scripture that says men ought to always pray. If you're not always praying, what are you doing? Last week, we stopped off with chapters 58, verses 7 and 8 was where we stopped. And I'm just going to start again at verse 8. And it says, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily. Right there, he's talking about light coming into your life. When you fast, things will be revealed to you. Things will be opened up to you. Your understanding will open up. You turn the light on. We see that just turn the light on. It will cast out darkness. And then he talks about your health. How many of us have endured sickness in our bodies in some form or another? We're seeing constantly sickness and disease in the land. Well, right here, he's telling you when you fast, the fast that he has called you to do, healing will come to your body. Healing will come to your situation. Healing will come to your land, your children, your families. Healing. Healing will come when you fast. And thy righteousness shall break forth before thee. It shall go forth before thee. I'm sorry. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rear guard. Now, this is a rear guard that you can depend on. You hear people say, I got your back. I got your back. And how many of you know when they say they got your back, when trouble comes, they're the first ones to run off and leave you in your place of decision-making, leave you in the midst of your battle. They'll leave you by yourself. But God says, I am with you. I am your rear guard. Amen? When you look at, we're going to jump back up to verse 6, and I'm just going to read this. Fasting is the discipline of abstaining from food for biblical reasons. It is called afflicting one's soul. How many of you know a lot of people don't want to afflict their own souls anymore? It is often practiced to demonstrate the sincerity of our prayers. There are several biblical reasons for fasting. Christians, he's singling us out, should fast when facing national crisis. How many of you know we're in a national crisis? We got some things going on and some people making some decisions for our lives that can be considered a national crisis. We ought to be praying and fasting about this thing for it to break instead of just going along to get along. You see, also throughout the Bible, there were several people that went on fast. You had Ezra who fasted. You had Esther who fasted. The disciples. You know, the Old Testament, you have Moses, all of Daniel, all of these people fasted. And if you look at what was going on during their time and when they fasted, it was a national crisis. Because God said in his word, when he brought the people out of Egypt, there was not a sick one among them. So you can transition from one place to another in God. And there will be no sickness if you're obedient to what he called you to do. So when we look at that, we get a better understanding of why we should fast. For our health, national crisis, for our houses of worship, for the body of Christ. How many of you know the body of Christ is in desperate need of a healing? From the pulpit to the door. From the pulpit to the parking lot, there is a healing needed in the households of faith. And when you look at verse 9, then shall thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. if thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity. God is telling you right there, if you do what I tell you to do, I'm going to answer your prayers. I'm going to answer you. We want our prayers answered, but we don't want to do what it takes to get it done. We're mediocre in our fast life. We're mediocre with our prayer life. We're just being mediocre with our walk with the Lord, and he has called us to a more excellent way. Now, if anyone would like to jump in and give a comment or add to the discussion, please press 1, and I can bring you live. Praise God. We give God glory and honor. We thank you for those callers who've just called in. To give them an update, we're looking at Isaiah 58 and prayer and fasting. We have to be mindful that God's word is true. But the way we have done God and God's word is atrocious. People come up against you in the natural. You're ready to fight. Some are even ready to curse them out because they disrespected you. They didn't acknowledge who you were. They called your name and they forgot your title. Okay, your title don't mean nothing. Not to God. How you treating people? Well, let's look at this. How have we been treating God? The majority of the time, we don't even do what he tells us to do. And then when we do attempt to do it, we only give him what we want him to have. He's asked for certain things of his people, and we have the hardest time giving him just what he asked for. But when you ask somebody for something, you expect them to bring it on a silver platter and be happy about bringing it to you. We got to do better, people. We got to do better when it comes to serving God, because it's about him and God getting the glory. If thou wilt draw, verse 10, if thou wilt draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. He's talking about that light right there again. Clarity. Come out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Everything that's done in the dark shall come to light. The light will be shown upon it. There's no hiding from God. He knows. He knows. And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Look at what God is telling us he's going to do through the prophet Isaiah. Imagine a watered garden. Imagine your vegetable garden and every plant that was planted, every seed that was planted, coming forth bountifully. Coming forth to where you have so much, you just got to give vegetables away, or a flower garden with the beautiful radiant colors that just lights up your yard, just beautiful, vibrant colors. This is what God's telling you you're going to be like when you fast and pray. You're going to be pleasant to be around. You're going to be the bright spot. You're going to walk into a room and change the atmosphere, change the lighting. And proof of that is when we look at Moses when he was on the mountain. Moses was there for 40 days and 40 nights. Moses fasted, y'all. It doesn't show where he packed the lunch. He didn't prepare for going on the mountain in that way. He was there in the presence of God, fasting and seeking God for 40 days and nights. And it goes in the scripture that when he came down, a veil had to be put over his face because the glory of the Lord rested upon him. Can you imagine? You walking, you've been fasting and praying before the Lord, and you decide you want to go out for a late night walk, and you just light up the darkness? People come by you, they got to put sunglasses on because you're just so bright. Ah, that comes from spending time with him. That comes from afflicting your soul to get what God has, to hear what he has to say to you. How many of us want that kind of glory resting upon us and knowing that it's not us, but it's him? Oh, my God, that's transformation right there. I want to be transformed. And the waters will flow and never fail. You'll never be thirsty. You'll never be without. There will always be a flow. Rivers of living water will never fail. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. You're going to fix some things. You're going to be able to repair some things, a breach. Think about a breach. They talk about a breach in government, a breach in systems, areas where there's a breakdown in communication, a breakdown in the body of Christ, a breakdown in marriages, a breakdown in families. You're going to be able to be that repairer because God is going to give you the wisdom. He's going to give you the words. He's going to give you what nobody else has to be able to come in with a resolution, to be able to come in and reason with those that are coming at you and those that are coming at one another and say, hey, look, let's come sit at the table. Let's come up with a plan. Let's seek God for this. They may not want to hear it, but God has downloaded the answers to you because you spent time fasting and praying. You're going to be able to see those things without even having to hear a word. That your discernment is going to be at an all-time high. You're going to have those prophetic visions and dreams. You're going to have clarity, even more clarity when you read the Word of God. It's going to leap off the pages at you, and you'll be like, oh, my God, I've never seen this before. God revealing so much to me right now. Oh, what is happening? What is happening? You've been fasting and praying. You've been seeking him. We know God speaks through us to so several different ways, through his word, through his mouthpiece, the preachers, the prophets, the apostles. Life circumstances are just a few ways that God will speak to us, and his word and his purpose is revealed to us. But you're going to be able to restore the past. Can you imagine being able to help those that have lost to get back on the right path? to be able to get to that place where they desire to be able, as Apostles Valerie and Apostle Benny, with the empowerment place. And I love their tagline. I love that tagline that they have. Once you have been empowered, take the responsibility to empower someone else. Well, if you're not doing anything to be empowered, how are you going to help somebody else? Fasting and praying will empower you. Fasting and praying will download revelation to you to where you're able to come into a situation and no one has the answer. No one knows what to do or which way to turn. And here you come in with the solution, with the roadmap to be able to help them to get to where they need to be. This is not a fight. This is not a place for the faint at heart. You have to make up your mind and be diligent to become empowered. A tagline for Tell Them Ministries is to equip, encourage, and empower. It's about helping you get to where you need and want to be. We're being empowered every day. We're searching the scriptures. We're having conversations. We're reading the scripture over and over again, and you know every time you read the scripture, you will get something different. There are so many avenues. There's so many, not avenues, but there's so many things that will be revealed and avenues that will be opened to you when we just do what God says. Again, if there's anyone who would like to make a comment or add to the discussion, please press 1 and I can bring you live. And I'm gonna do something right here, and I'm gonna stay on fasting and praying, but I need to put some clarity on something. For all of my married people who are on the line who want to say, my mate has nothing to do with me fasting and praying, and you just want to do what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, you're wrong. And I pray God continue to give me the boldness to bust up some of these sayings that so many people have, so many decisions that they make. The scripture even talks about fasting and praying when it comes to marriage. Husbands and wives must ask each other to go on a fast. If you are married and God has put a fast before you, wives, you cannot go on that fast, especially if it's going to affect your husband, without his permission. Husbands, the same thing goes for you. You cannot fast without your husband's permission. And if you question that, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. See, fasting is not just in the Old Testament, but it's in the New. And when you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 5, defraud ye not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that ye may give yourselves, that's an S on that, both of you should be agreeing and fasting together, to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your inconsistencies. But I speak this by permission, and not of commandment. Right here in the New Testament, God is saying, husbands and wives, yes, you must fast. But if you're going day and night, days and nights of fasting, and it is not agreed upon by your mate, and you just, I don't care what he said, I'm going on this 3-day fast, fasting day and night, you're out of order. You need to repent and go back and get it right, because he tells you your body is not your own. It belongs to your husband. Husbands, your body is not yours. It belongs to your wife. When you fast, that's telling you right there, when you're fasting, there should be no marital relationship. And if you're not married, you shouldn't be doing it anyway. But husbands and wives, you have to get permission of your spouse and be agreed upon of what you will be doing. I just needed to put that out there, because so many times we as strong women, we can be very stubborn and bullheaded, and we just want to do what we want to do our way. But we also know that God does everything decent and in order. Ladies, be mindful. Again, if you're married, your body is not your own. When it comes to fasting, God tells you, you must come together and reason together about your fast. Your husband or your wife must be in agreement with a full-blown day-night fast. We see so many times when people are just doing whatever they want to do, but God has put in his word what we need to do and how we need to do it. Amen. Well, we've gotten through to Isaiah 58 and verse 12 and our sidebar of 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 5. I just want to thank God for this opportunity for us to come together on this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank each and every one of you for joining Tell the Ministries this morning. I give God glory, honor, and praise. Good morning. Thank you for calling in. Who we have on the line?
Yes, of course, it's Bob.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you today?
Oh, I am fine. God can steer you in the right direction if you only ask. I have been real sick, and instead of going to the VA, God steered me to another hospital, and I'm prophesying now.
Amen, amen, amen. We thank God for that. Thank God for that.
But
anything else?
Praying and fasting, we all need to do that every so often.
Amen.
So,
yes, we do.
Okay,
right.
And I'll tell the family I talked to you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for calling us. We've been winding down with our time this morning. I give God glory, honor, and praise. We will be back here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I thank you so much. I pray that God's blessings will continue to shower you and cover you. I thank you for each of my callers who've called in this morning. I pray your strength in the Lord. I pray that this word finds a place in your heart and take root, that you are able to apply it to your lives. I would like to ask you to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and also be mindful that the Empowerment Place broadcast will be tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. with Apostles Benny and Valerie Burrell. We thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good day, everybody.
You same.